Members of the federal agency that oversees marine mammals held a teleconference in Nome yesterday to solicit region-specific advice on emergency response. It's part of a process to draft environmental protocols for the Arctic that incorporate local expertise. Sadie Wright is a biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service. In the wake of the massive 2011 Deepwater Horizon oil spill, the agency is making a proactive attempt at developing protocols for emergency response in the Arctic. And Wright says they want them to be adapted to specific areas.
We want the plan to be regionally specific within the Arctic. So we're going to communities and to work with community members to make the plan regionally specific and really iron out the communication between our agency, National Marine Fisheries Service, and the local communities.
Yesterday's meeting was focused on how to respond to emergencies related to the marine mammals that NMFS is responsible for, seals and whales. And residents from communities with robust seal harvests like Shishmaref, Teller, and Diomede called in to offer advice, problems, and what they're observing with seals in the region. Some of the feedback involved making the language in instructions for collecting samples from sick animals clearer. Instead of using technical scientific terms, one caller recommended finding language for seal parts that hunters are more familiar with. Wright says there was other advice she wasn't aware of before the teleconference.
Folks on the phone had some good advice. They said webinars might work well, and perhaps having village coordinators in the villages outside of Nome to help coordinate information.
At the national level, there are facilities and personnel spread across the country with expertise at emergency response. But Wright says NMFS wants those capabilities to be complemented by how subsistence users in affected regions act as first responders and experts on many of the marine mammals the agency is interested in.
Right. Our agency, I mean, especially after Deepwater, has a lot of expertise in running samples for contaminants analysis. So we wanted a plan that incorporated all of those existing protocols where we have a lot of expertise, but incorporates all of the local contacts and information so that we can get the samples routed to those labs. So connect the expertise.
Yesterday was just the first exchange in what NMFS is hoping will be an ongoing process. Their next step will involve soliciting more specific feedback on response procedures and potentially gathering contact info for local coordinators. The group of officials that came to Nome are slated to head to Kotzebue later this week and on to Barrow for more meetings next week.